producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Well, let's see. Where am I? I am without the usual connection, but I probably sound like I'm A-okay, Jen, right?
Oh, you sound like you're in a shoebox.
I am in a shoebox. My name is Buster
Brown. That's where
Brown.
You usually sit, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. I'm in the Hilton Hotel in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania again today, and this sound will be fixed sooner rather than later. In the meantime, we ought to talk about some of the things that are going on that are important and on people's minds. Another college shooting, the fourth since the summertime. There has been a lot of consternation. I'm not much in terms of agreeing with President Obama, but you know what? I'm getting sick of this. This is beyond the beyond. So you can not like Obama. You can like Obama. You can say he's right. You can say he's wrong. But he made a couple of essential points in talking last night at the White House about this latest shooting how do you even describe this thing? We go to the state of Oregon and think about what went on there, and let's listen to Obama's point of view.
There's been another mass shooting in America, this time in a community college in Oregon. That means there are more American families, moms, dads, children, whose lives have been changed forever. That means there's another community stunned with grief, and communities across the country forced to relieve their own anguish, and parents across the country who are scared because they know it might have been their families or their children. I've been to Roseburg, Oregon. There are really good people there. I want to thank all the first responders whose bravery likely saved some lives today. Federal law enforcement has been on the scene in a supporting role, and we've offered to stay and help as much as Roseburg needs for as long as they need. In the coming days, we'll learn about the victims, young men and women who were studying and learning and working hard, their eyes set on the future, their dreams on what they could make of their lives. And America will wrap everyone who's grieving with our prayers and our love. But, as I said just a few months ago, and I said a few months before that, and I said each time we see one of these mass shootings, our thoughts and prayers are not enough. It's not enough. It does not capture the heartache and grief and anger that we should feel. And it does nothing to prevent this carnage from being inflicted someplace else in America. Next week, or a couple of months from now. We don't yet know why this individual did what he did. And it's fair to say that anybody who does this has a sickness in their mind.
Yeah. All right. So let's, I don't want to parse his words because for a change, he's not the issue. He did say a couple of things that are aimed at trying to make us feel better, which isn't a bad thing for the president to do. He addresses something later on, the frustrations that we all have with these things going on. Then he uses it as a launching pad for gun control. There are a number of people, moderates, and I am included as a moderate. I'm a libertarian. I'm in the middle of the road on most things that are not fiscal. When it comes to gun control, I've made it clear I am a member of the NRA. I do not own a gun. I get annoyed with the leadership of these groups because they're so myopic in their point of view, and I know that a lot of people hold the same point of view, and we've got to have our guns and yada, yada. I think that Obama said that our country is the only advanced country on earth that sees these kinds of mass shootings every month or so. He's right about that. It happens that we're on the air in Roseburg, Oregon, and so those of you who are listening that are in that community, I would give you a first shot at expressing yourself, whatever expressions that you have, at 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG for the people who live in and around Roseburg, who may have some connection to the story, may just have feelings that they want to express, may have an insight into this that we don't have in a general sense, because the national reporting on this will not be the same or as good as someone who has some local stance, some local position. So those of you in Roseburg, feel free to connect with us at 888-302-3684. Having said that, Jennifer, I am concerned that we really have no place to go with this, because this is this is a psychosis that seems to be part of the fabric and the fiber of our country now, and more gun laws don't really change things. I mean, that's what Obama will work toward.
The bad guys still get the guns.
The bad guys get the guns. But there's the when I talk about the psychosis, this mental attitude that is fostered by people who think that whatever is their grievance is going to be settled by doing this, and the mental institutions. This is a sickness that goes very deep, and we haven't got the ability, it would seem, or we don't have, for whatever the reason, we don't have the impetus to work these things through and work them out. There ought to be, in a civil society, we're both civil and civilized, supposedly anyway, and if that's the case, then there has to be a way to work this out. And instead of talking at each other, which is what has happened for years and years and years with some of these clowns that are in the gun control groups, and that's where when I talk about myopic people that have this one point of view, we got to have our guns and you can't take our guns from us,
right about that. I mean, there are people on both sides. I mean, the anti-gun people are really anti-gun and the pro-gun people are really pro-gun. But Dougie, I would say to you, I don't know how much this has to do about the gun. I mean, I've been beating my drum about mental health in this country for really long time.
And the anti-gun people don't want to admit that or don't want to look at it because they are so fervently trying to get rid of the guns.
Okay, so
and the gun people don't want to look at it because, you know, they don't want any more rules on guns.
What works, the solution to this is we can talk and have the same conversation that we've had over and over and over and over and over again. Good guys, bad guys, gun yes, gun no. But there has to be some solution to this. I'm offering to the people in Roseburg the opportunity. There's no other live program on that community right now, I'll guarantee you that. So anybody who's there that wants to express themselves, that's fine. The rest of us sit and wonder, or stand and wonder, or work this through our minds. You wonder how a civilized society survives with this sort of mental illness, because this is what it is, and having these people, or allowing these people, or encouraging these people to take care of their grievances with a gun is not any way to advance a civilized society.
I know. When did that start? I mean, when did that even happen? When we just are so upset.
First time?
But when did we just get so upset as a culture? We've raised kids that now say, you know what? I can't take it anymore. I'm just going to go in and take everybody out.
Well, there's such an anger across the board. The society we live in is a very angry society. It isn't across the board angry. There are a lot of people that are happy, have a great life, and are so thankful. But because the we've somehow or other, and I don't know, you know, again, focusing on the blame doesn't fix the problem, but you examine a society from the ground up, how we get our information, I think that's part of the culprit here. Entirely.
It's always the same guy, though. It's always the 20-something-year-old white guy.
Always.
I didn't even need to hear who, you know, everybody was up in
the Virginia Tech thing.
Right. Well, everybody was up in arms about, you know, why they hadn't released this guy's identity. I mean, I don't even want to know who they are. I don't want to even give their name a second of airtime. I don't even care. I don't even need to know because I already know who the guy is. In my mind, I already can see his face and his crazy eyes.
Mm. So, but that, once again, we see this over and over and over again. How does a civilized society deal with this issue? In controlling guns, the people who are going to want to get guns, one way or another, are going to get a gun. But why doesn't this happen this way in England? Why doesn't it happen this way in France or Italy or countries that we may compare ourselves to? And this sort of thing that doesn't happen in China. It doesn't happen in Russia.
I would be looking at your argument that you usually make and look at what's going on with us mentally caused by chemicals and whatever's going on in today's food and drugs.
Right. If you could dig around, thank you, Richie. If you could dig around in those areas and find out what the chemical composition is, what these people have in their brain.
Well, most of them we already have. Most of them we've already found out have been on depressants or some kind of, Ritalin. And every single one of them.
Making a lot of money on these.
We keep seeing it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd all also right, say we have thought. A boy problem, by the way, which we can talk about later. But I think we've
Rich and
great
Jennifer
job
and Kenny
raising girls.
On Good Day at 18 past the hour.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is good,
really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Kohl's Fall for You sale is going on now, and you can take an extra 15% off through Saturday. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then use it on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off the LC Lauren Conrad collection. Save on denim for her, and save 30 to 40% on handbags and fall fashion accessories. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now through Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Doug, Rich, and Ken with you. Doug, Rich, and Ken. Ken, Rich, and Ken.
Thank you.
Wow. You're going to flip-flop that one.
That was mean.
Yeah. All right, let's lighten it up a little bit with a little bit of TV, late-night TV coverage, and we'll see what's going on last night. Now, we've got some cuts here, right? And Ken says, I can't imagine Colbert being funny because John Kerry was on it.
Right. This has got to be serious.
Right, yeah.
So let's see. Let's see. We don't know.
John Kerry's not the lightest of guys.
This is the expense we pay producing the show. We don't really know what the cuts are until we play them. So let's
see if Colbert can actually make John Kerry funny when he talks about the U.S. Deal with Iran.
If we didn't get an agreement with Iran, the pressures that would have mounted because Iran would have been pursuing its program.
So it was war or the deal?
Well, our perception was it wouldn't have been war day one or immediately. But if Iran continued to enrich and Israel and other countries in the region saw them doing that, then the pressure was going to mount inexorably to have to do something about it. And if you've tried negotiation and have failed, or you can't negotiate,
are you sure it's not funny?
You then wind up being pressured towards the conflict.
Okay, maybe a little.
And, you know, what I learned in Vietnam was pretty simple. That it was a war in which too many of my friends died, I believe, in circumstances that might have been averted had different choices been made by people in positions of responsibility.
Okay. I think that he shouldn't be talking about Vietnam. Wasn't there something surrounding his service in Vietnam that we should remember?
Not funny at all. All right, let's see what Conan and Seth Meyers
help us out.
Both bring up Trump. That's got to be a little bit more fun.
The national obsession with Donald Trump continues, ladies and gentlemen. People can't get enough of this guy. Yeah, I don't understand it either, but it's apparently the case. This is the latest. A word association poll that they did found the words most associated with Donald Trump are idiot, jerk, stupid, and dumb. In other words, he really could be our next president.
That's more like it. Here's Seth Meyers on Trump and the storm.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has declared a state of emergency in preparation for Hurricane Joaquin. And Donald Trump declared a state of emergency as soon as he heard the name Joaquin.
How are you going to keep that out? All right, so over on Steve Harvey's show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jennifer,
yeah.
Do you think that married couples, people, should be able to have friends of the opposite sex?
Yeah, of course. You and I are friends, right?
Right. There you go. All right, let's
Nothing has ever happened between us, Rich, and we even went to Vegas together.
We did all-nighters in Vegas.
Me and my wife have that agreement. I don't have female friends. She don't have male friends. You know, we cut all that out. You know, she my best friend, I'm her best friend. That's the way we do it. We just have it. And look, and I'm not knocking it. You can have it if you want to, if it can work for you. I'm not that guy. I'm just an honest guy, you know. We go everywhere together. We do everything together. Then it ain't no problem.
Yeah. You know what
you're
that
also,
means?
You're honest, but you're boring.
Right. You keep your wife in a closet, and she keeps you on
a
roof.
Yeah, that's so boring.
Yeah.
Ew.
And you don't trust each other. That's the bottom line.
I was going to say, no trust.
You do not trust each other. If you have
or yourself,
cut,
I
right,
think. I mean,
or
it
yourself.
Sounds like Steve doesn't.
If you have to
himself.
Cut yourself off from the opposite sex in this world, you should not be married. Because you do not, you have a trust issue.
And breaking news, I mean, I don't know if he lived in the Stone Ages, but not all men and women need to have sex in their relationship. I swear, like, it can be done.
Yeah, you and I approve.
Right,
and I mean,
Ken
I have lots of female friends, and my wife has lots of male friends. If you can't trust each other, my wife is so awesome. She's just like, you know what? It is what it is. And
you have to also trust yourself as a girl. Hello, I'm not going to break up somebody's marriage. You know, I mean, give me a break. Ew.
There are people out there that do it, though, so it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
They're not all
and they're the
strong
ew.
As we are. 28 past on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gara LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, was it smart counter-programming for Hillary Clinton to yuck it up with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gara LaMarche. Those who know her say Hillary Clinton is very engaging, personable, and funny privately, but not publicly. How'd she do when she yucked it up with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show?
She's done nothing but go down since she got in this race. And you know, the basic problem is not just the dishonesty over the emails where she can't admit really a host of things, including why she had this separate arrangement. It's also she's just not a very good politician. And every time she tries to tell a joke, it's so painful.
But the problem is that the campaign is telegraphing its intent to roll out a more human Hillary, and that really undercuts
Tuesday,
the
whole. Be funny.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like, hey, this is what we're going to do. We know we have a vulnerability here. She's going to go on Jimmy Fallon. She's going to go on The Ellen Show and so on. And so whatever you accomplish there, it gets undermined. I think it's a different strategy. So it's hard to be successful with a strategy of saying, here, this week, we're going to show how much more human and funny somebody is.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No matter what's going on in this crazy world, it can be a great day for you. Whenever, you know what, whenever, it's 33 past the hour, by the way, Rich, Jen, and Ken with you. My kids, I look at my kids.
Yep.
And whenever there's wild news going on in the world, you know what? They're going to have fun today. They're going to go run around on the playground. They're going to go to school. They're going to hang out with their friends. They're going to play some video games, ride skateboards, do whatever it is. And their day goes on, and so does mine. So whatever's happening in this wild world, you just kind of, okay, that's what's going on over here.
And you know what? You do it on purpose, because these people that perpetrate crimes like this stupid kid
will not control me.
They do it because they want you to feel sorrow, because they're so overwhelmed with sorrow in their own life that they want to inflict it on everybody else. And you know what? The thing that you can do to give them the proverbial hands up is just move on with your life and do something positive today. I call on everybody to do something positive for someone else today if you get a chance. Smile at somebody. Hold
yes.
a door. Give
yes.
somebody a dollar. That
Hallelujah,
needs it.
Sister.
You know, and just do something
now,
nice today.
Right, that said,
it's a good day.
We cannot minimize what's going on in Oregon, and you cannot ignore this there.
You're absolutely right. I mean, you can't ignore it anywhere.
It's an overwhelming situation, and you can't ignore it. But, you know, we have to all move along at some point. We're going to grieve for a while, and then at some point we have to figure out how to pick up the pieces
and handle this, and we have to figure out how to fix it in the future.
I think it starts by being kind to each other. I really do. Even though it seems small, but people feel helpless that they can't do something in their own life to fix this problem. And, yeah, there's some real national debates that we need to have about mental illness, about guns, whatever it might be. But start by being nice to each other.
Well, no, you can fix this in your life. I mean, all of us, and we kind of learned this after 9/11, keep your eyes open. Be aware. Don't go through life with blinders on, and when you see something that might need attention, ignore it.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid
to
do it.
We're so PC to say anything these
days. If you see somebody needs help, they need help, whether it be family, whether it be your pastor, whether it be a doctor, whether it be mental, whatever it is. If you see somebody needs help, I mean, I would guess that not every single one of these. I mean, I've already heard reports from the father of this guy saying he's just in shock. He never saw it. He doesn't know what's happened. And okay, maybe he didn't, but you got to think somebody
maybe
did.
Maybe somebody did.
Somebody did, and you would think the father would, but maybe somebody. And you have to do something. And you know, it's funny. I've been watching the new show Minority Report for the last couple of weeks, which is they have these things called precogs, people who can see murders in the future,
right.
And they arrest the perpetrator before the murder actually happens. And then in this show they ended the precog program because, you know, what if the actual act that they're seeing never went through? And I find myself struggling with this mental health and these shootings too. Is I always say, you should have known. But do you really? I mean, how do you, you know, let's say that we see somebody that's troubled and needs help. And do we start creating mental institutions again where we start locking everybody up like they did in the 60s and 70s and 50s?
You know what, Rich? I think there's some sort of, I don't know if we need to do it in such a crass way, but there is a need for a place for these people to go and get help. And I think, you know, the way it used to be where you see all the horror stories and the movies and the insane asylum, it doesn't necessarily need to be that way, but there does need to be an overhaul of the mental health system, because what happens is people get held for three days and then they get let out again on the streets, and that's not doing them any good, and it's not doing us any good, and it's time to start addressing that instead of just throwing pills at people. It's time to start dealing with the real problems, and sometimes that can only be done in a controlled environment, and that's just the sad truth.
I think you're absolutely right. Something has got them off balance, whether it's natural or chemically induced or whatever it is. You have to take a look at these people under controlled circumstances and see what's going on and see if you can fix it. So, all right, let's get some
there's
facts.
Other stuff going on. Oh, you want to go into the facts?
Well, we might as well get the facts while we're here, yeah.
All right, so this is what we know. And, you know, the way that this crime scene kind of unfolded, Rich, it was they always say it's fluid. But the facts coming out of Roseburg were very slow, and I think they probably did that on purpose, but they didn't even reveal the name of the gunman last night until 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. So
yes, but I heard 12... then 13, then 14.
Right, there were 13. Now we're
back
at 10.
To 12, and then I heard 9. Now I'm looking, and I see 9.
Okay, the story that I'm looking at is 10, but again, this is all kind of changing back and forth. So here's what we do know, and this is all according to CNN. The gunman who opened fire at Oregon's Umpqua Community College was targeting Christians specifically. This is according to the father of a wounded student. Before going into spinal surgery, Anastasia Boylan told her father and brother that the gunman entered her classroom firing. The professor in the classroom was shot point blank, and others were hit. Everyone in the classroom dropped to the ground. The gunman, while reloading, ordered the students to stand up if they were Christian. And they would stand up, and he said, good, because you're a Christian. You're going to see God in just about 1 second. And then he shot and killed them. So he was going in and targeting these Christians. According to CNN, the number is 10 people. 10 people were killed. And 7 injured. They're still in critical condition, some in the hospital. And this is just another example of these crazy people. The guy's name, Chris Harper Mercer. You don't even need to know he's 26 years old. I mean, it's the same kid that's involved in these shootings throughout the country. It's the same guy.
Right.
It's the white guy with the crazy eyes.
Trying to grow a beard. Can't grow a beard.
And so that's his name. We'll say it one more time, and that's it. Chris Harper Mercer. He's 26, and he's been identified as the shooter. And I'm sure in the next day or two we'll find out what his motivations were, you know, and all of this will come together. But just such a sad day. And you know what gets me is that these shootings seem to take place at locations where we're supposed to be at our most safe, where our guards are supposed to be down. They're taking place in churches. They're taking place at schools.
It's because they're wussies and they can't defend themselves. This guy had armor on.
Yeah, and they're also gun-free zones. You know, you go into the campus, no one's going to fire back at you. It's a gun-free zone.
What are you wearing body armor for, you wuss?
Because you know,
you think you're going to walk out?
They're always cowards.
Yeah. It started. The shooting started in one building and then moved into the science building, which is where I guess the majority of the victims were. But I mean, imagine that, sitting in class, and here comes this guy, right, guns blaring in. I mean, it's just horrible.
Back to my kids. How do you train your kids to always be aware and alert? And, you know, God knows whether you could actually do anything when some nut like this walks in. But just kind of always being, without, you know, driving yourself nuts, just kind of always being aware of what your surroundings are. And
but in school, what? How does
right,
that
in
help
school,
you?
You're right. You know, you're focused on what's going on in the class. You're not expecting anybody to walk in, but it's just...
I heard the story of one girl who heard, like, the stuff going on outside and went out there, rushed out to try to see if she could help, and came falling back into the classroom shot. I mean, here's someone who was trying to do a good deed and gets shot in the stomach and the shoulder.
So here's another thing that's irking me right now. You said you're reading CNN, and you're seeing 10 people?
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking at CNN as well, and it says 9.
Ugh,
updated at 6 in the morning. So you know, even CNN has conflicting information.
With this shooting specifically, I noticed just the flow of information was so bizarre. I mean, the number of people, like you mentioned, kept changing. The Christian thing was posted online at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday and then pulled down and then reposted again. I mean, there's just... I don't know what exactly is going on at this crime scene. We can never know, but obviously that flow of information has been kind of weird because all the media sources have been, you know, at different numbers and with different facts.
Yeah, there was a name that was released early yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, that too.
And it was all over everywhere, and it wasn't the name of his shooter. I feel sorry for whoever it was.
All right, well, let's get an update on the storm and what Joaquin is doing.
Well, early Friday, that's today, Joaquin remained stalled over the Bahamas for a second morning. It's a Category 4 storm, so that's a big, powerful hurricane, but it's staying offshore. It's not going away as far as rain goes. Looking for historic flooding in South Carolina this weekend, maybe 10 to 15 inches of rain expected. Charleston will be hit especially hard, but all the way up in South Carolina to Columbia, more than 100 miles away. In South Carolina, Nikki Haley has declared a state of emergency. Flood advisories and warnings are now stretching from North Florida all the way up to Connecticut and as far west as West Virginia, Kentucky, and Tennessee. There are states of emergency also in New Jersey, North Carolina, and Virginia in addition to South Carolina. And people are just hunkering down waiting for the rain. I've heard already in New York there's just a ton of rain ahead of Joaquin.
Yeah.
With Joaquin moving through, there's still that threat of major flooding there.
Yeah, the storm has moved offshore a little bit more, so it's not going to be as bad as it was. We were looking at 6 to 10 inches here in Washington, D.C., Virginia, Maryland, and now it's backed up to where we're going to get like 3 or 4 inches.
Right. The weather reports are you're going to get a lot of rain, but to keep an eye on it because these storms shift back and forth.
Right, so the flash flooding will be a problem. But where we're getting hammered is we've got this nor'easter that came
right,
in.
Right, that's coming in before the storm, which is setting you up for
more rain. Started yesterday, and we're still getting it today, and then later today, we shift, the nor'easter moves out, and here comes Joaquin. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And I've got the creek right behind the house, and we'll...
The gift that keeps on giving.
We'll
if you could just bottle some
out.
Of the rain and send it to Kenny and I. We're in California. It's very dry here. We'd appreciate
oh, yeah.
it. Send us
you,
a little.
You can have it. We've had our share this week. It's been tough. All right, so Doug Steffen will be joining us here shortly. It's 45 past the hour, and Doug Steffen's good day.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Kohl's Fall for You sale is going on now, and you can take an extra 15% off through Saturday. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then use it on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off the LC Lauren Conrad collection. Save on denim for her, and save 30 to 40% on handbags and fall fashion accessories. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now through Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREP Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $220 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $220 less. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 10-3. Valid in store and online while supplies last.
Coming up on 49 past the hour, Doug Steffen's good day, Jennifer, Ken, and Rich.
Change
with
of
you.
Plans, by the way, Rich.
What's that?
Let's not talk about the Pope. You know what we're going to talk about?
Oh, okay. We were all set to talk about the Pope, but hit the brakes.
We've had too much serious. We've got hurricanes and shootings. Can't deal with it.
What's on your mind?
Guess what? New stamp out just in time for the holidays.
Is this another Elvis
yes.
stamp or something?
A Charlie Brown Christmas stamp.
My kid's going to love that.
What? I'm going to need that.
You know, it's funny. my kids, you know, we watch like Bugs Bunny, and they love all the old school cartoons. But the one my son loves, even to the point of going out and buying books and reading them, Charlie Brown.
Really?
Yeah, and that shocks me. You're shocked at that, right?
Yeah, because Charlie Brown, like, I like it just for the nostalgia factor, but it's really not my favorite.
No, me either. But he thinks it's hysterical for some reason. You know, and here's a kid who's like plays all the video games with all the rest of the kids. You would think that he wants something a little bit more action, adventure, Batman right. type thing. And, which he does, but Charlie Brown is cool. So, all right, what's about the stamp?
So it's to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Charlie Brown Christmas special. Is that crazy? 50 years. I had no idea it was
that old,
actually.
Well, there's a movie coming out, too, a new movie.
A Charlie Brown movie?
A new Charlie Brown movie, yeah.
No kidding. Is it cartoon or is it going to be live action?
Who would play the live action version of Charlie Brown? Phil Collins?
Ding, 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 ding.
that would be
perfect, actually. Totally Phil Collins with Charlie Brown. I love that.
Ken, I'd love to see you shave your head and do it, because I think you could pull it off and be really funny with it, too. Oh, there it is. Christmas time.
I love it. It's going to be there soon enough.
Right next to the Elvis one. We'll get those and frame them. We'll send them to Doug for Christmas.
I just think how cute they'll look on our Christmas card envelopes. Aw.
It's adorable. 51 past the hour. Doug Stephan, good day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hard-working men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Doug Stephan's good day. This is one of my favorite times of the morning when we get to talk tech. Because it's cool. It's fun. I love it. I get into it. I dig it. I'm all about the I everything. Jennifer can't stand that about me.
I everything. No, I'm an iPhone. I just think that Apple people get a little snobby. That's all.
Yeah, we do. And we deserve to be. So anyway, in for Greg Stebbins today is our friend Kim Garrison from Realizing Innovation. Kim, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm great.
Great. So you've got a couple of new apps for us this morning, and this is going to be right up my alley because it has to do with video and music, and I dig all things about music. So tell me how I can get better music and cheaper, faster, before they even release it.
Two new apps. You know, there's too much content. And so how do you dig through all that content and find the cool stuff and have an app that learns what you like and what you do by watching how your fingers perform on your smartphone and serving up cooler and cooler stuff? So let's start with video.
Okay.
Minute Video Discovery. Right now it's Android only. I think they're working on an Apple app. But it looks at popular videos on YouTube, Instagram, and Vine, serves them up in clips for you to watch a little of it. It learns which clips you watch all the way through, and then it gets smarter as you use it and serves up more and more, call it smart video clips for you to discover. You watch a clip, I really like it. Oh, let's watch the whole thing.
So let me ask you this. Do you need to be logged into your Instagram, Vine, YouTube, or is it just pulling them from the sites?
Yeah, it's looking at popularity on those other video services to serve up the clips within the Minute Video Discovery app.
Because what I'm wondering here is, like, let's say I posted a video on Instagram. Does Minute Video Discovery have access to my videos, and will it be sharing it with people that I don't want to share it with?
Only, well, if you've posted a video and, you know, made it public, the short answer is yes. However, the longer answer is Minute Video Discovery is only looking at the trending videos on Instagram, YouTube, etc.
So I would want my video to be trending anyway.
That's right.
Okay, I got you. All right, cool. So what about music?
The best song, both Android and iOS, it barrages you with best new songs that come from record labels, from human curators, artists, whatever. And again, it plays little clips, and it watches for which clips and artists and genres and whatever you, with the swipe of your finger, you're scrolling through and listening to clips of best new songs, and it learns what kind of new music discovery you like to do.
See, now you're talking, this is something I could get more into. The video thing, okay, that's cool. But discovering music for me is a big thing because the music that I like, they're not going to be playing on the radio. So I need to dig into some. So I listen to Apple Music, and I used to do Pandora, but a little bit of Spotify now to try and find my new band. So I'll say, okay, I like this band, and give me 20 other bands that's just like them. And I dig that. So something like this where I could say, okay, here's what I like. Serve me up something similar to it. And then I can go, I like them. Let me go add them to my Apple Music and see whether there's something I should be paying more attention to.
That's right. And it's really quick and easy. They call it the tender for music.
Do either of these apps cost anything?
No. Well, I take that back. The best song costs $3.99, I believe.
Okay. So in the 30 seconds that we have left, if you were to pick a music service to suggest between Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, what's your pleasure and why?
I like Pandora because it still has that human element. They still have basically studio artists in L.A. who are curating and picking the best stuff.
Yeah, but the music quality, the rate, the bit rate of their music is so much less than the others, and they only have 1 million songs as opposed to 30 million songs for Spotify and Apple.
It is. I like the human touch.
Well, okay, cool. There it is. Hey, thank you, Kim Gerritsen from Realizing Innovation. It's 58 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.